This is Richard Roth, and I'm talking with Yehuda Hanani, founder of Close Encounters with Music and presenter of a special event at Tanglewood, Saturday, June 4th. It's called Fiesta, a Latin splash of music and dance. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's a beautiful morning. Tell us about Fiesta.
Well, we are about to celebrate our 20th anniversary of presenting thematic concerts in this area. Close Encounters with Music is my series, and this concert will usher in the 20th season, so it's a big splash, it's a big celebration at Tanglewood, as you said, and we are dedicating it to Latin American music. We are calling it Fiesta, which indeed it is, and we'll explore composers from Cuba and Argentina and Brazil and Mexico, and of course the Spanish influence with composers like Manuel de Falla and Granados. So it's going to be a night where the boundaries between high and low culture will be very hard to define, because all these composers, very much like the painters of the 20th century in Latin America, you know, Frida Kahlo, Fernando Botero, and all these guys, Rufino Tamayo, their work is only one or two steps away from grassroots vernacular. So we're going to have fun. We're going to let our hair down and rock Tanglewood.
Sounds fantastic. Now, the musicians you're working with, Michael Chertok on piano, Artie Dixon percussion, Bill Schimmel accordion.
Right.
These are people you've worked with before?
These are people I've performed with before, especially when it came to this kind of music. Bill Schimmel is probably the number one accordion player in this country, and he was present in many movies where Latin American music was presented. Do you remember the riveting tango scene in the movie Scent of a Woman
Al
Pacino?
I'm sorry to say I missed that.
There was an amazing tango scene there, and of course Bill Schimmel was the accordion player accompanying the scene. So he's very much in demand, and he's a great tango expert. Artie Dixon is a member of, or was a member of, the Ahmad Jamal jazz group. So he is a genuine jazz musician, a fabulous drummer. And Michael Chertok is the official pianist of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and the Cincinnati Pops. So he also has a foot in each world, in the world of jazz and the world of classics.
Well, it sounds fantastic. It sounds wonderful.
It really is exciting. And David Parsons, the choreographer, has choreographed the Piazzolla Tango, the Grand Tango by Piazzolla. So there will be two of his top dancers joining us on the stage, and they will be performing the tango as we play it.
Well, we're going to have to try to find that in our archive, the Piazzolla Tango, so we can play it.
That'll be good.
So how do this one particular piece then is choreographed, the Piazzolla Tango, by David Parsons. Aside from that, it's a more or less a concert.
Aside from that, it's a concert, yeah. And we're featuring music by, apart from Piazzolla, Alberto Ginastera, an Argentinian composer, and Jorge Martin is a Cuban-born composer. He is our composer in residence this year of Close Encounters with Music, and he has written a wonderful piece based on Cuban folk music, and he named it Ropa Vieja, which literally means old tattered clothes, but it also is a favorite Cuban dish of shredded beef. So, you know, you've got the tattered clothes and shredded beef. Connection is quite obvious. And this piece is also a very danceable piece, and it's a very unusual combination of instruments. It's written, it's scored for percussion, accordion and cello. It's probably the only piece of its kind in the repertoire.
Is this a first for you to be doing this Latin program?
We did it about 10 years ago with slightly different pieces. It was extremely successful then, and we thought since this is the 20th anniversary, we should return to this theme. Now, the tango is so universally admired that a young Chinese composer by the name of Gao Ping has written a tribute to Piazzolla, and we are going to include this piece in the program too. It's called Dance Fury, homage to Piazzolla.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
There are a lot of things I'd like to tell your listeners. You will hear, if they come to our concert on Saturday at 6 o'clock, they will hear much more music and also some comments about the music. But, you know, the history of the tango is fascinating. The tango worked its way up. It started out in the seedy bordellos of La Boca, which is the port of Buenos Aires, where it originated, and went all the way to the gilded ballrooms of the Paris high society, and evolved into a sophisticated, complicated, complex dance form. So it is fascinating to trace the origin and the evolution of this dance form. And of course, what David Parsons is presenting is a super sophisticated version of the tango. And another thing that is fascinating about Latin American music and culture in general is that it is so vital and so alive and so inspiring because it is a successful grafting of many cultures and many traditions. You have the indigenous rhythms, the indigenous instruments, African chants, and then you superimpose on that Spanish culture and language, which was imported by conquistadors. You can say imported, you can say foisted, depending on your point of view. But definitely made a tremendous impact on the cultural life of Latin America. The Germans brought the accordion. The Spanish people brought the guitar. And then you have local instruments. You have clay flutes, tribal flutes that are shaped like various animals or human figures, making very beautiful kind of archaic sound. There's no end to the mix. There's a very interesting instrument called the charango, which is a mandolin-like string instrument made out of the shell of an armadillo. Have you ever seen one of those?
No.
If you have this, you know, it's a very fertile mix of European traditions, Latin American traditions, African. It all gets there and gets blended together into a fascinating, vital musical language.
This might be a good place to interject the fact that one of the many delightful aspects of your close encounters with music would be the introductions, the verbal introductions, which are full of fascinating. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the listeners know where they are and what they're about to hear. And even if you are not musically literate, if you don't have musical background, you can plug in very beautifully and discover things that you would not have otherwise.
Well, yes, and that's the value.
This has been the style of Close Encounters from the start, and it proved extremely successful.
It definitely enriches the experience to be given a sort of a guide at the beginning the way you do.
Yeah. Very thankfully, that's the case. You know, speaking of the educational aspect of our series, Close Encounters with Music, we are starting a new festival in your neck of the woods. It's called Catskill High Peaks Festival at the end of the summer, up in Hunter and Tannersville, just up the mountain from where you are.
Well, please.
And this will be a fascinating immersion, 8 days in music, in literature, in poetry. There will be master classes, there will be concerts with very celebrated performers. And 22 brilliant young students on the cusp of being performers already are coming, and they will be performing. So we are very, very excited about that.
And when is that happening? And
I'd like to invite all your listeners to come and join us from August 27th through September 4th.
Well, please,
over Labor Day weekend.
Please come back and talk about that later on as the date approaches.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Thank you very much for joining us. And
you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
And we look forward to your concerts. Thanks.